With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Department of Agriculture flags the country's feral chicken population as an area of concern to the National Conservation Council. At Friday's quarterly meeting, Wilbur Welcome confirmed the Department of Agriculture continues its 21-day surveillance period at a West Bay farm where 8 positive cases of avian flu have been detected after a sick bird was discovered on November 28th.
On November 28th, 29th, and 30th, we depopulated over 70 birds from that location, and we think it prevented wider spread. We have a unique situation here that will facilitate potential future spread of avian influenza, and that is our feral chicken population, which a lot of other jurisdictions did see avian influenza. They don't have that hurdle to deal with.
Mr. Wilbur says in terms of tracing, all of the birds at the farm had been there for, quote, a significant period of time with no recent importations.
We do think it's migratory birds. We do think it's potential that it may come here again. As a lot of the migratory birds, it may have avian influenza or asymptomatic as well, so it's not as easy as looking around and seeing sick birds.
You can watch the full meeting on the Department of Environment's YouTube channel. An opposition MP wants to restrict masks and total head coverings in public spaces.
The COVID-19 pandemic is behind us, yet the veil of anonymity it creates remains as a tool for criminals. Our business owners are fearful, and our police are being forced to identify shadows instead of faces. And it's now time for us to restore the Caymanian standard of transparency and public safety.
Deputy Leader of the Opposition Kenneth Bryan submitted a private member's motion today to tackle what he described as the, quote, lingering post-pandemic masking culture. The motion has asked MPs to introduce legislation to prohibit the use of non-medical masks and total head coverings in all public spaces, neighborhoods, and businesses nationwide. He's also recommending medical exemptions for those with disabilities or health conditions, as well as personal protective equipment for workers like gardeners and staff at construction sites. Mr. Bryan is asking this be treated as a, quote, matter of national importance, with it being tabled at the next meeting of Parliament. Police are investigating after 2 daytime armed robberies in central Georgetown.
I want to assure you that RCIPS takes these matters very seriously.
Just before 2 p.m. on Friday, 2 masked men entered a business on Main Street, one carrying what appeared to be a firearm and demanded cash. The pair ended up robbing a customer and then taking off on foot. The next day, on Saturday, 911 got a call of a robbery at a jewelry store on Fort Street just before 1 p.m. Again, 2 masked men, one armed with what appeared to be a gun, entered the store, smashed the glass display cases, and made off with several pieces of jewelry. Commissioner Kurt Walton says he has authorized the deployment of additional officers as part of an operation to apprehend those responsible. The public can expect to see increased police activity over the coming days.
I ask that you support us in our efforts to curtail these incidents and ensure your safety as you go about your business during the festive season. As always, we will keep you up to date with any further development.
In the meantime, the holiday safety efforts under Operation Winter Guardian will continue through the month. And a boil water notice for Cayman Brac is lifted after a, quote, comprehensive analysis confirms there are no bacteriological issues with the water. The notice was issued on Saturday due to a, quote, failure at the water production plant with salinity compromising the water quality. A crew worked through the night flushing the main northeast pipeline and conducting tests, while another team tested water at the production plant to bring levels, quote, back in line with water quality standards. But a boil notice remained in effect through 9 p.m. on Sunday.
While initial screening indicated that the water did not pose a health risk if consumed, in the interest of public health, the authority maintained the boil water notice.
Water Authority Director Dr. Gelia Frederick Van Genderen says the comprehensive analysis of the results affirms the initial test results and gives reassurance to lift the boil water notice.
While the boil water notice has been lifted, the authority is still conducting work to normalize salinity levels. Flushing pipelines and side roads will continue, as well as sampling, until the authority can ensure our strict water quality standards for salinity are met.
For more information, you can head to waterauthority.ky. That's your latest news. I'm Carsley Fuller.